That was
Indot.
It's all Indot stuff.
Oh, I figured I didn't.
Okay, who's your assistant?
I would. Yeah, yeah. I made that one. I gotta take my wins where I can get it.
All right, let's do it.
Yep.
Let's
get going.
All right. No, it's in. Oh.
All right, everybody. We're calling the meeting to order.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we got a lot of participants, but where's our community at? Yeah.
Ricky's chair.
Yeah.
Ricky's, but you're
I'm below. Oh, I didn't think I'd made that. Okay. All right, Rick isn't here, so I'll be filling in. We called the pledge. Public comment is time for public comments from the general public. We have no discussions on this item. Anybody would like to speak about an item? Nope. All right. Then we'll call the approval of the minutes from September. Do we have a motion?
Can you believe that? September.
I know. We have a motion to approve the minutes from September.
I make the motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Moving on to item number 4 is approving the agenda from April. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Can we move Endot up to the very next item because they have to get back to the airport?
Yes. All right, let's do this.
Endot.
Let's move Endot up right now.
Okay, but we still need to approve the agenda.
Oh, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion.
Any?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, Endot.
Come on in.
Well, thank you for having us, guys. My name is Matt Bradley. I'm the Corridor Planning and Special Studies Manager. I work up at the headquarters in Carson City, and right now we're doing a corridor study for State Route 160 from Windmill and Las Vegas Boulevard all the way out to Roadrunner, past Pahrump, and then, of course, the extent of 159 from the intersection of 160 all the way up to Charleston and 215. Basically, we wanted to get together with you guys. We wanted to make sure, because we did have public meetings last week in Pahrump, Blue Diamond, Summerlin, and then Enterprise, I guess technically it would be. We actually met Rick last week, and in talking with him, and of course I met Megan last week. We wanted to make sure that your community, we certainly weren't overlooking you. I was hoping to catch you guys with the Blue Diamond, but we do have some online resources available. For you to be able to use yourself, pass along to friends and family or the community itself. There's information, the presentation we presented is online, as well as public comment and the survey. Right? By the way, this is Chad Anson with CA Group. He's the project manager for our consultant group. But the name of the website is www.ndotsr160.com. You'll be able to hop on there and again pass that along to colleagues, friends, family that wants to comment or participate in public feedback for this portion of the study. Right now we're just collecting data through the NDOT, other agencies that are able to provide that data to us, as well as get some public information from everyone. Especially regarding your comments, concerns from the area. The data that we are using and will be reflected online is from January 1st of 2015 to December 31st of 2019. So when you see the heat map of crashes for this segment of roadway, you'll see that it is a little some darker blue right through here where we did do the widening already. But that is information from before and after the road widening occurred. So obviously we can't see that there's, I don't know, I was supposed to remind you.
Wait, you said the data's through 2019?
Through December 31st, 2019, that's correct. And the reason why it is because it takes a while roughly 2 years, year and a half, 2 years for even us to get the data at headquarters. That's a whole nother subject. But, you know, and that'll come from NHP, that'll come from local agencies, that'll come from our own data collection processes. But that is the data that we're using, and if we can update it by the end, through the course of the study, we're more than happy to, because I want to make sure that the recommendations that we develop for the decision makers in Nye County, Clark County, or even my director with the Board of Transportation, making sure that they're able to see this and say, okay, well, this is how we can prioritize it. But basically, if you're able to access that information, you'll be able to see it much more detailed than what I'm providing to you tonight. We did have slides and handouts, of which we don't have any of that this week. Have I skipped over anything?
No, the public comment period goes through April 27th. Not to say you can't comment after that. Just we kind of put that date there so we have a good ending date of the majority of the comments coming in, so we can start what we can do. But like I said, if you know, if it's May 15th, you're like, oh darn it, should have put a comment, please go there. The public meeting site may be down, but there still will be set up where you can make comments. We also have an email there you can send specific comments to. So definitely encourage feedback. We have a lot, as Matt said, we have a ton of data, but we don't drive the road every day. We don't live out here, so a lot of times we'll get what I call the near misses. It's the times you almost get hit, that because those don't get logged. They're not an accident or a crash, so those don't come to the department. But it's kind of just, I almost always get here at this time, you know, the morning or afternoon, you know, whatever it is. Those kind of things help us out too.
Yeah, and to your point of, you're like, hey, this data is only through 2019. Again, filling that gap of us for information that we just don't have, and those near misses or where traffic backs up and maybe we don't have that information. We welcome that information from you guys. Thus far, I've found it very informative and enlightening speaking with everybody over the course of last week. It's very helpful for us to be able to take these thoughts and concerns and priorities of yours, what you want to see this corridor to look like and how it should behave in the future, because we're looking out about 45 to 2050, something like that. And basically what we want to do, again, is take the data, be able to come up with some short-term recommendations, longer-term recommendations, and provide that to decision makers so that they are able to say, okay, we can bundle this project, this one we can just take care of real quick, that, you know, figure out how we're going to prioritize that through the One Nevada process on our end, or locally with Nye County, City of Las Vegas, Clark County, or even any smaller town, your communities being able to say, hey, we want to really push this on our agenda to get a light here, this, wherever it may be. But again, I find it very, very helpful, and I think it's super important in getting that feedback from everybody. Just due to the fact that, like Chad said, we just don't drive this every day. We want to make sure that we can have a robust and accurate corridor study that's going to reflect the nature of the corridor, 160 and 159, reflect the nature of what it should be, what it does, what the problems are, because no matter who tells you up in Carson until they're blue in the face about how they understand how stuff works, we don't. You're the people that drive through every day. I can already tell people go faster than 45, but I'm sure that everybody here would tell me the exact same thing. And having that supporting information, that allows me to really put a priority to that recommendation. Say, you know what? We need to figure out who do we need to contact for enforcement. This is not Jared, anybody, but, you know, does it have to be NHP? Does it have to be Metro? Who? What do we do about enforcement? Is it about us putting more signage or something? So we want to make sure that your concerns are conveyed through us, through this study as well. That's pretty much all I got. Again, if just having that website, you can click on there. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your laptop. You can do it at work. I mean, wherever you need to do so.
So you're looking for recommendations of what we might think could be an improvement on the highway or the highways.
Exactly. So there'll be the survey, and I haven't personally taken the survey, so I'm not exactly sure is with that. But I know with the comments, you can give us your concerns, you can give us your opinions, you can give us what your priority is. Say, you know what, I think we should do A, B, and C for this corridor, or we should do D, E, and F, or I don't want to see this, I don't want to see that. Anything you want to put in that comment form, that's, you know, helpful.
So you probably can't answer this, but once you get a list of all these things that we would recommend, and then you're going to go look for, other states going to look for money, and then hopefully some of these recommendations will. So this whole, what I'm trying to figure out is we're looking at maybe years before those improvements are made here on these highways.
So first, yeah, we are looking at, once we identify the concerns, priorities, things of that nature, and the needs of the corridor, we are going to address those directly with certain recommendations. And obviously some of your concerns are going to mirror that of other people throughout the area. So we'll combine all those together. We're actively looking at the ones now that we're collecting. And again, that's up until the 27th. But we'll come up with recommendations, and then that also, I believe that includes investigating any potential funding. And that'll be, come towards the end. And that'll be, would that be before we come back out at
probably be after
fall?
When we come to the fall, we'll be kind of showing what we're thinking needs to be done, or kind of the vision of the corridor.
And then of course getting your comments.
Just based on my experience, the state of Nevada was talking about this highway improvement about 20 years ago. And it took about 18 years before it actually took place.
Well, and to your point in that aspect, yeah, there are some things that are going to require very little funding, and it's that little hanging fruit that we can really touch.
I was just trying to get an idea of what.
But there are some longer term items that are going to require more.
My biggest item would be noise abatement. That would be, I mean, years from now, which is when these items might start to be improved. The traffic going over this mountain is going to be more than what it is now. And I don't know what the count is, but there's a hell of a lot of vehicles morning and afternoon.
Wasn't that one of Rick's main concerns, was the noise walls?
It's been a problem, actually.
Again, I urge you to go ahead. You can state that again online.
Right.
Rick, I forget his last name, but we had met him last week. He had talked about that. He talked about the speed. He talked about the inability here, the lack of acceleration or deceleration lanes in certain areas, perhaps.
Yeah, there's a few problems.
But all those, I mean, the more that you guys comment on that, obviously, we'll say, okay, well, a lot of people really feel strongly about this. But again, identifying those funding opportunities are going to come down to available state funding, federal funding, or even grant opportunities, because I handle the grants now, too. And I just went after one for helium. Hopefully we get it, because they keep getting flooded. But so in short, kind of answering that a little bit, because it's all going to depend on the availability and what we can prioritize. Because if I can get money to do a big project now through a grant, I mean, we might be able to get the director and the board to say, all right, let's get this going. But obviously, I can't promise anything about that.
Okay. I understand.
But yeah, but stuff like that, that's super important. Why we want to hear from you guys. If spouses, family, relatives in the area, have everybody fill one out, though. You know, the more the merrier, because then we'll be able to, hopefully create the type of study that will have the effect that I would like it to have. Because I have heard a lot about how people talk about this, and then 20 years later, people talk about this, and we never hear it again. And I don't like that. I've been with this department for 5 years now. But I grew up in Ohio, went to Marines, moved out here. I worked in hospitality for a little bit, and now I'm with the DOT. And I just don't see you sitting around. I like to get stuff done, but also not overstep what I'm supposed to say.
Okay, we'll get a list for it.
Of course, we will be coming out again at mid-fall, maybe mid-September or something like that. We'll make sure that Megan can get in touch with everybody. as we figure out that schedule. But we appreciate you guys having us up here. Did anybody else have any questions?
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Can I make a comment real quick?
Sure.
On behalf of the emergency service people, Army Patrol and Metro are doing a real good job on FEMA. They're all the time. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. These people come over here, I think the highest was 87. NHB Sergeant clocked the guy at 101, but he couldn't turn around and get him going downhill. Our biggest problem up here now, and we will have a problem coming up the road, is there's no center of riders. We had a vehicle accident the other day. It came in as a rollover on Pinion and 160 right down the street. The gal came across and she hit your sign. It says automatic 25-mile sign. Wiped that out. Went across her road, went across the rocks you have in the middle, and the other, all the way across the other two roads, other two lanes, and up the other side of the hill. We've had, you see skid marks down there where people have jumped one road to the other. We haven't hit anybody head on yet, but we will. We don't kill people up here. This is going to be a death trap for somebody. Just a matter of time, especially winter time with black lights and stuff like this. You can't control the car. The center wires down there and the wires down here never had it on yet. And won't. They can't get through. So that is a real big. It looks beautiful, but it's just not safe. Right? And I'm the one who has to go out there and pick up the bodies and do the stuff for me to kill. And I'm just, you know, just. FYI, it was look beautiful, but it's just not safe. So whatever you can do on something like that, come up with something that will look nice, but still be able to keep cars on their side of the road. Because head-ons are the most notorious vehicle accidents for fatalities we have.
But yeah, so first of all, I do appreciate that. And like I said, I wasn't trying to call anybody out, because when I'm talking enforcement, it's not only law enforcement, but it's the education, possibly the signage, whatever it takes to try to enforce whatever speed limit or anything that might be happening in that area. And clearly it's not happening because what was it through here before?
55.
It was 55, did the widening, got down to 45 because that was what the outreach was, that, hey, you want to see that. But now people are just simply not obeying the law. And that is of no fault of anybody aside from the person operating that vehicle. So, education, additional signage, but these guys can't be out here popping people with speeding tickets all day. We were actually talking about that later, was that you, Kevin? But we were talking about, I mean, at what point can they uphold the law, but then try to pop everybody's speeding down the road, because you have traffic violations, and then some heavier stuff. So we understand that, and I do appreciate that.
There's only so many highway patrolmen. For a while, there was only two guys in front. Now we got three more came in, so now there's five, so...
Yeah, and they're expected to do everything within the law enforcement for a particular area. You can't handle, you know, this domestic violence or this person's burglarizing, and then you got four speeders. Well, the four speeders get set aside because of that, but we still have to figure out a way of mitigating the problem of the speeding and the noise, of course. So.
Some grant money, if you should get some grant money for overtime, that's a good one just in here.
And I do have a consultant on board, and they're helping me identify grant opportunities for projects. But again, I have to identify projects through corridor study as well. Again, so that's the purpose of this. And I appreciate all your guys' help.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. So, all right, sorry, I probably took more time off.
No, you're okay.
Thanks, guys,
thank
for
you.
Coming down. I know it's an extra trip, and we appreciate it.
No, that's all right. I got a good check of the Italian restaurant, so I'm going to...
All right, must be nice.
Fly home, go pick up my pickups.
All right,
thanks everybody.
Thanks.
All right, so moving on to item number 5. Is Metro here?
Yep.
Can you?
Metro's here.
Hello, can you? Metro, you ready to give us a report?
This guy.
He's giving us a report. Oh, yeah, that's Forest Ranger.
He's a ranger.
Yeah, I see that now.
Well, we can just skip
you're
to
up,
BLM.
Metro.
All right, then BLM. First come, first serve. Y'all are going to rock, paper, scissor it.
Anybody got questions for us? Any concerns you want us to take back to the sergeant?
No, I don't.
Anything we can try to answer for you here? Or... It's good.
All right.
Because we're doing something right.
That's good.
That's what we want to hear right there. Yeah, nothing going on.
Basically what he said.
Ditto,
what did he say?
Huh?
Yeah. We're working on building up much larger staff than we've had in the past, so you should see more rangers out and about.
And why are they out and about?
Why haven't they been?
No, why are they out and about, you said?
We're hiring more.
Oh, so good.
There's more of them.
Sweet.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that.
Other than that, fire prevention order is out for the year for the public lands. I can share some of that with you, but it's pretty standard. What you've probably seen every year, other than the addition of Tanneray.
It's been pretty quiet here last winter. I don't know what the summer's going to bring, but it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah. One question. A couple weeks ago, excuse me, on the news, I heard about a BLM-involved shooting.
Yes.
But I never saw any details of it on the news. You got any info on that?
Yes. I'm trying to real quickly think what I'm allowed to release. So there was a shooting that BLM Rangers and National Park Service Rangers were involved in, confronting some persons that were stripping out vehicles, stolen vehicles over on the eastern side out in the desert between Lake Mead and the city. Basically, the actions of the people on scene caused one of our rangers to shoot, and looks like a real good shoot. One of the suspects did die, but all the officers are doing well and returning back to duty.
So some officers were shot?
No. Just
That preliminary review.
Time frame.
Gotcha. Review.
And then they all go see a mental health expert just to make sure everyone's doing well.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That's good then.
Do you guys patrol any of this area back behind us, or do you kind of?
So-ish. Is the best answer. So this is mostly the Humboldt-Tioga National Forest up here.
Yeah.
So our partners with U.S. Forest Service, law enforcement, are the primary, but we're also, BLM's also federal, and we have agreements to work with the U.S. Forest Service on their lands. There's only two U.S. Forest Service officers for the Humboldt-Tioga Forest in this whole area. So BLM, and we all work on the same radio channel. They share channel with us, so a lot of times they'll be up in Mount Charleston because half of Las Vegas wanted to go see the snow, more often than not, especially because Red Rock's just down at the base of the mountain, BLM Rangers might be the ones that respond first to something, especially like Level Canyon, because Level Canyon does spill into Red Rock and things like that. We're all on the same team, just different colors.
I see the vehicles on the highway, but yep. I don't think I've ever seen them off-road, back there.
We get back there. We're hoping to do more and more.
Yeah. Once in a while. Okay.
When I've been back there with the horses, I've seen them.
I've seen you get
them. Yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah.
So thank you. All right, Megan.
All right, I'm up. So, I've got a really great answer for Paul.
Oh, good for the... Thank you. It's the signs.
It's probably, yes, it's probably not the answer you want, but it's a better answer than I think you were going to get. So here's your little area. The question was about street signs in their area over there. You do not have any public streets in your area, you guys. So you can put up whatever signs you want.
Oh, but we do have, there is a public road there, and it's called Pinion. But it's only about from that garage door to here.
Right.
And all I want is no outlet. That's all I want. And I'll tell you why. On the weekends, we got people that think that's going to go out.
Do a GoFundMe and have one made.
Well.
So I can put one up.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I would be very limited.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah. The county would be limited in what they would put up.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't get to pick.
Okay.
So take advantage of what I just told you.
Okay, thank you.
And then you can put up whatever.
Thank you.
There you go.
Megan, thank you. I'll take care of it.
That's what I heard, Paul. Let's just have one made.
I don't know if that'll show you there.
And how come Benedict got all the privileged, beautiful signs and we got that little green?
Because it's a public right away.
But they thought enough of us to put a little Pinion sign up there.
Listen, be glad that the county isn't in your business.
That's
isn't that what
I
you
think.
Guys want?
Yes.
You don't want us in your business? I'm telling you, we're not in your business.
Okay. I got it. I understand.
So, yes. I think it was the best possible outcome.
No.
Because
that's good. Because all I'm trying to do is keep people...
I understand.
Because if they see it, they're going to think, well, I don't want to go there.
I know.
No, Mm-hmm. They'll go down Benedict.
These the only streets on our
side. And BLM, I mean, Forest Service, I think I told you they'd applied for STPLMA grant. They got it. So there's going to be a Forest Service fire station built up here. And they have not determined the site yet. They're still looking. There's a lot of complicating factors, especially water. So they're going to be coming up looking at some sites. And as soon as we have a bead on which site we're going to choose, or I say we because we're like partners.
And they're going to put a bigger area in there so we can have a recreation area and stuff.
I don't know recreation, but I think we'll be able to make a meeting room.
Meeting, okay.
Yeah, so... So, you know,
good.
I mean, if you want to walk, run around the room for the meeting. I mean,
don't stop now. Come on, keep telling us more.
I don't think I have anything else unless you have questions for me.
All I wanted to talk about is your answer. So I'm good. Oh, and another thing, we're wondering when NDOT's going to replace that speeding sign that got knocked over.
They aren't going to know. I just noticed that too. As we were driving up, I said, they got a speed sign. Someone hit it.
Yep, that's recently. What he was talking about with going there.
Okay.
And it flipped like this and somehow went in. It's amazing. The base is here, but the base ended up there. So I don't know how in the hell that happened.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
But it's gone.
Okay.
She hit it at 45, huh?
You answered my question because I wondered what happened to that sign. So, okay, cool.
But the NDOT knows about it because they put a caution sign there or something.
Okay.
So they're aware of
it. Knows about it. She's called it in. She put in a work order to get it replaced. When that happens.
Okay, so
the work order is in, though.
Isn't it?
Sweet. Yeah, let's push
that. She called them on Monday.
Okay,
she's
great.
Okay. So they're not too bad.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Let's push that because that thing does slow things down.
I agree. It does work.
It works on me, like in Southern Highlands.
Well, nothing affects 100%. Nothing's 100%, but if it helps even 40-50%, it's a big deal.
Yeah. All right, so that's all I have.
All right, item number 7, planning and zoning. I don't think we have anything.
No.
Item 7, general business.
No, we got to talk about the rodeo.
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, this is you. Oh, okay. Here.
I thought it was you. No.
Oh, no.
You're with him.
John is who usually comes, but I think it's his wife's birthday.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And? I know, priorities, but...
Hey, she's like,
We've been wondering. I see a lot of vehicles over there, and I know... something's going on. We just don't know what it is. So where are you? Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. So just give you a general update.
Introduce yourself first.
Brianna Martinez. So the project has received overwhelmingly positive feedback about the location and the experience. Nevada has the highest reservations for 2020 to date today.
Really? Wow.
So those comments are back from the consumers.
Right.
That come, okay.
Yes, and they have 95% of their surveys say that it exceeds expectations the project has. Ford executives also are impressed by the project. They actually came out here and did some marketing for the Bronco Raptor before, I think it was embargoed, but it may have been released because of the location and the site as well. Just the day-to-day, there's probably about 10 to 15 people that come on the project, and there are two groups, morning and afternoon sessions, and they're maxed out at 32, so they're split up into two groups. We haven't had any complaints or problems that we're aware of. So if you have any feedback to give me...
You would be aware of them if there were complaints.
Right, exactly. Everything, if you go on Google, 5 stars ratings. And everybody, again, is impressed with the location, the site, and
the quality. How many reservations do you have? You said you have overwhelming... I mean, I'm guessing as people have signed up.
So I don't actually know how many reservations there are. I just know that Nevada has the highest reservations.
It's Vegas, baby. I mean, send it to Tonopah and we'll check reservations.
No, everybody loves the site. Mm-hmm. So that's all my feedback or my update, unless you have any questions.
Is the same guy that pretty much engineered the trails, is he still working with you people?
What's his name?
I can't think of it.
I don't know.
He used to be a Land Rover guy or something, and he set up the track. and the obstacles.
I don't remember his name either. But he works, he doesn't, she represents, she's with the attorneys group that represents
them.
Oh,
I see.
So
okay,
Bronco,
you wouldn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, there, he, and he did, he was from California.
Yeah, he's.
Or no, East Coast.
So you're representing the legal people.
Right. Oh,
okay, I thought you were representing the.
Well, they represent for the project.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you, if I knew the name, then I might be able to help you depending
I'll
on.
I'll go look for him once you get up and running. I'll go find him.
Sounds good. Thank you for your time, and I hope you have a good night.
Thank you, Brianna.
Thanks.
All right, item 8.
Wait a minute. We let her off too easy.
No. Item 8, comments from the general public.
Easy.
Anybody have any comments? Concerns? All right, item number 9. Our next meeting is July 13th. Oh, do we have, can I say that now? Do
what?
We have dates with the dumpsters and whatnot?
When would you like to do it?
Before July.
Before July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I wasn't.
The dumpsters.
Do you want to do Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, that sounds great. The dumpsters again.
Oh, of course.
And what about location? I like that location.
Did it work
there
with mine?
I really like that location.
That was great.
All right.
Getting in and out.
Memorial Day weekend.
And hazardous material, too.
I will ask.
Hazmat.
Liquid hip, yeah.
I asked the last time, and they acted like they had no idea what that was.
Oh.
Because my guy's gone.
Oh.
He had come up here, hadn't he?
Yeah. Well, I don't know last year, but before.
Tony Sincata. He left.
Oh.
I know. So I don't have the same relationship.
Well, Megan, you're asking people to work.
Okay.
Well, I know. So, but I will try with the hazmat. I always want to, but.
And the one over on this side as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, well,
awesome.
Well, the hazmat will only be able to come and be here for a couple hours.
Yes.
You guys will have to come.
But I'm at the other dumpsters. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll put one on each side.
Okay, nice.
Cool.
Like that.
All right, I have a suggestion.
And maybe
yes.
One extra, because they were full in like 30 minutes.
Right, I'll have them. I think they switched them out last time.
They did?
Yeah.
I think
they came
the time
them
before.
Out.
Before.
That
last time they did. They were filled and done.
Our next meeting.
Yes.
I talked to the owners, and they said they were all for it. I think we ought to have it down at the saloon on the
13th. Works for me.
Oh, for July?
Well, I think.
Yeah, for July.
That'd be great because of the temperature.
I think we need another update in July.
It'd be warm out.
Hmm? Yeah, it'd be really nice. We'll do it outside. And
we'll
you know what? My thinking is maybe we'll get some of the community people down there to...
It's advertised.
Yeah, so let's advertise. Let's
okay.
advertise. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Come
to talk to Endnot.
We can use the stage over there.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah,
yeah,
we can
that's
sit on the stage.
There.
We could get a little music going on, you know.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, I will double check, make sure that's kosher with the county.
Gotcha.
I mean, that'd be a little spicy, you know. That'd be kind of nice. We could. It's
I like
okay
that
with
idea.
You,
yeah,
me.
It's okay.
Okay.
That's true, yeah. Run up by him.
We'll come out early after dinner.
Any other items?
Just to let you know, Mark Baxter, who is the fire chief up here for many years, he's retired and gone. Last time I heard, he was down in Mexico coming up with his boat. He should be here in a week or so, and then he's going to sell the house and leave. So there he is. So the only person up here is Mark.
Yeah.
As one of the volunteers we have up here, lives up here, is Mark. I live in front. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple of young men who live in Vegas. They come up here when they can. So I've been promoted up from captain to fire chief. So I'm your new volunteer fire chief. And I'll give you my name and phone number. If you need any questions, let me know. If you want to put me on the roster to deal, I'll be happy to give you an update what's going on.
Okay, we can add you to the agenda.
Last year, from 1 of 27, I started a log. From 1 of 27 until yesterday, we had 24 calls that we actually were able to respond out here to. Vehicle accidents and medical aid, stuff like that.
Since January?
Yes. January 27th. So it's been kind of busy.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing you can do about this, but the reason we don't have volunteers up here is because Clark County Fire Department has put so many requirements and so many meetings, and it just people got discouraged to go to hell.
That's because they're lawyers.
Well, that's
no,
that's
no,
why.
Rob,
my husband went through the training
problem.
Thing. The training where they said the time was never correct. He'd show up. They're like, "Oh, we didn't mean this location. We meant there." And it was like 2 hours ago when it started.
It's almost like they go out of their way to discourage guys.
No,
like,
well,
you know,
they have referred to it as a non-resident program, and that's for people like myself who don't live here, and so we have to put in 24 hours a month. up here at the station. So we've got people coming from Vegas, and 4 or 5 of them coming from Vegas right now. I got a young kid, he's 19 years old, he lives up in front, but he's at station 70. We've got him trained to come up here on the weekends. The trouble is, I'm putting these young kids out there, they've never been to fire in their life.
Right.
I've been doing this for 56 years. I don't, you know, I'm not an expert, but
The problem is that they don't go out on fires, it's all accidents.
Well, accidents and fires and everything else, they've never gone out the door by themselves. So they're going to be doing that.
That's
going to be interesting for them. But anyhow, we're trying to get as many people as we can. So probably 80 to 85% of the time, there's nobody here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if you make sure you know CPR, make sure you got a fire extinguisher, make sure that your fire insurance is paid up, because that's going to be a real big thing if we have a fire up here. And also a back door, I believe, the next door neighborhood website thing. Mm-hmm. I live in Mountain Falls. I belong to it there. I ran into one of the ladies put out a notice in the mailboxes. Unfortunately, I didn't get it until it was too late to join. I'd like to be able to get on that so I can put any information out that any people questions have. You can find out who was doing that. And I can get with them. That would be nice. If you look up here, we have a little excitement. Look up here on the wall, up on top of the refrigerator. About a month and a half ago, I was sitting here one night, about 9 o'clock, and the whole building shook. And I got to give credit to whoever built this thing. They did a fine job. Because the car hit that thing at about 45, 50 miles an hour, hit right on the corner.
Hit the building?
Is that
hit
right?
The building, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, now I can see the picture.
I think it hit the pole. I think it hit where the...
Oh,
jeez.
It was a Honda, but she did a good job. She nailed it right in the corner, which is kind of good because the force went both ways instead of trying to go through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
She was under the influence of marijuana and alcohol. She'd come all the way from 159 on the wrong side of the road. She almost took out a prep ambulance head on going with a patient heading into town. She said she was on 215. She saw the lights and thought it was an off-ramp, and she turned. She only lives 2 blocks away. And I said, no, dear, you're real firm and 2 blocks away. So NHP was real happy to take her to jail, and she went off. But that's the most excitement we've already had up here. So
that's pretty exciting.
When was that?
Let's see, on 127, January 27th.
Yeah, so that started your count.
Yeah, that started my count. So anyhow, that's it. So anything I can do for you folks, let me know. I'm looking forward. There's a gentleman, a retired chief from Clark County, lives in Pahrump. His wife's got some medical problems. As soon as that's taken care of, he's voiced interest in coming up here and working. Yeah, I'd like him to take over the chief's position because he's going to be here longer than I am. I just turned 78 April 2nd, so I'm not going to be here forever. Although Happy was here at 86.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to give the guy credit. So I may be here at 86. I don't know. All depends how the body works.
Yep.
But anything I can do for you guys, let us know. We're here to serve you. There's not many of us. So it's going to be up to you guys to be real fire safe. This summer, you know, it's dry as a bone up here already. Forest Service guys should be up here sometime the end of May with a crew. Now, just because they're here, you have to realize that you see a green engine here, all they do is forest fires.
Right.
They basically handle the mountains. They basically handle vegetation fires. They don't do structure fires. They don't do car fires. They don't do medical aid.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't do those fires because they don't have the equipment. They don't have the breathing apparatus, the turnouts, or the training, or the equipment on the engine to do structure fires and car fires. So if your car catches fire, they'll walk up and look at it. That bush catches fire, they'll be on it. That car will burn to the ground. And especially if you have one of these new electric cars, it requires between 6,000 to 8,000 gallons of water to put out the battery in new electric cars. If you don't put them out, you have to cool them down. Where am I going to get 8,000 gallons of water up here? That thing's going to burn to the ground right there. Oh, well, you know.
You know what? Based on the traffic and the population and everything else, I know you're going to love this, Megan. Maybe.
Rec center, no.
Maybe we ought to start talking to Clark County and ask them to put up a satellite station up here or something, especially with the Bronco thing going on.
Satellite station for what?
I mean, the chief here just said, we don't have anybody here 80, 90% of the time.
Volunteer.
But you're the same as every other rural. The only rural community
But others have volunteers for the most part. We don't have any volunteers.
Not very many. Not,
they
not
make it very
Good
difficult.
Good Springs may have one or two.
Yeah.
And you have a much smaller population here.
Yeah.
The Blue Diamond is worse than us. for answering calls. Mm-hmm. They only have one or two people there, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's
a, it's not just here. It's everywhere.
They make
everywhere.
It very
everywhere.
Difficult to become a volunteer.
You know, the only place we're getting more volunteers is Indian Springs because it's growing. And so the new people moving out there are joining the force.
That makes sense. Well, they've got a development there.
Would it make any difference if I told them that I paid taxes and stuff like that?
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You pay taxes for the volunteers?
What?
For the volunteers.
We'll take you.
Yes, Laura.
So just one comment. I did get a text from Rick, and he was kind of in some emergency repairs. That's why he couldn't make it.
All right.
He's got a water problem or something, or irrigation. Okay, call it.
All right, adjournment.
All right.
See you next month.
Thanks, everybody.
I'm so glad we put all these chairs out.
This show is,
but you know what?
But like this was
July, we're going to have a lot of people down.
Okay, so, yeah. So yeah, you don't have any. How do you
oh, with coming down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can get an average. Only if they know.
Or, you know.
Thank you.